One of the biggest points of contention to have happened over the weekend after the announcement of the movement control order extension is whether barbers and hairdressers should be allowed to operate in the coming 2 weeks. This comes after the Ministry of International Trade and Industry published a statement last Friday, the 10th of April 2020, listing down a number of business sectors that will be allowed to apply for permission to operate during MCO. The list included, most conspicuously, hairdressers and barbers, which have raised many concerns over how the movement control order can be properly enforced to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus, when the occupation itself requires such close contact with their customers. Well, according to Malay Mail, hairdressers and barbers themselves are more than aware of the risks, and as many as 9 out of 10 within the Malaysian Hairdressing Association do not agree with the prospect of resuming their businesses during this time. In a statement that was released by the association on Saturday, the 11th of April 2020, members have cited safety and health concerns over their decision to remain closed during the MCO. It is impossible to maintain a distance of 1 meter during haircutting. Both the customer and the hairdresser are in a state of being easily infected by the virus. Haircut should not be listed as a necessary essential service, no matter long hair or short hair. The most important thing for now is to stay alive. The purpose of the movement control order is to save people's lives, not their appearance. Read the statement. Within their organization alone, over 91% of hairdressers and barbers do not agree with the idea of operating their business during the MCO, according to an internal survey by the association. They have also called on Putrajaya to revoke the permission granted to any hair salons or barbers to operate. This comes after Penang State has also forbidden the operation of all hair salons and barbershops until after the MCO period is lifted, according to The Sun. We have to say that given the circumstances, we agree. While it may be inconvenient, making sure that we flatten the curve and do our part in keeping Malaysia free of COVID-19 is far more important at this point in time. Also read, just in, barbers, Dobi, optical shops, and 6 other businesses allowed to operate in phases. You have reached the end of this story.